let's dim the lights, cue the music, start the jazz hands, and... The National Book Awards will be announced on the evening of November 18th, but the finalists for each category have been selected, and today, you, our listeners, will hear them exclusively here on Morning Edition. I am joined in the studio by NPR editor Barry Hardiman and NPR contributor Glenn Weldon, two people who know books and culture and a lot of other stuff. They're going to preview some of the books in each category. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
I know we're short on time. Let's get right to it. Fiction is really like the best picture category in the Oscars, but we're going to get to it first. Oscars, take note. That's a better idea. Here we go.
And the finalists in the fiction category include Karen E. Bender for Refund, published by Counterpoint Press.
Angela Flournoy for The Turner House, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt.
Lauren Groff for Fates and Furies, published by Riverhead Books.
Adam Johnson for Fortune Smiles, published by Random House.
And Hanya Yanagihara for A Little Life, published by Doubleday.
Stephen Renee really should do the Oscars. Okay, Glenn, Barry, what stands out on this list?
I really want to talk about The Turner House because it's a first-time novelist, mm-hmm. Angela Flournoy, and it also brings together a lot of themes that we see throughout all of the categories. So it is a book about domestic drama. It is a book about financial insecurity, an American feeling mm-hmm. at the moment. And it's also this story about children and parents and, you know, grieving. It tells the story of generations in Detroit and a massively underwater house in 2008. It is a lovely, lovely book.
Glenn?
And it traces the collapse of an American city through the eyes of this sprawling, huge family.
We're talking about.
Detroit, absolutely. And it really shows you all the little intimacies that exist between this family, the stuff that they kind of give to the family, the stuff they hold back for themselves. It's fascinating.
It's a fiction book about a big city, but in a very personal way, it sounds
exactly.
like. Okay, next up, no less important, this collection of journalists here. It's in the nonfiction category.
The finalists in the nonfiction category include Ta-Nehisi Coates for Between the World and Me, published by Spiegel and Growl.
Periodic guest on this program, also Sally Mann for Hold Still, published by Little Brown, a division of Hachette Book Group.
Sia Montgomery for The Soul of an Octopus, published by Atria Books, a division of Simon & Schuster.
Carla Power for If the Oceans Were Ink, An Unlikely Friendship and a Journey to the Heart of the Quran, published by Henry Holton Company.
Tracy K. Smith for Ordinary Light, published by Alfred A. Knopf.
Who picked this music? Okay, Glenn, first to you.
Well, the Coates book, Between the World and Me, is a letter to his teenage son about being a black youth in America today, in an America that was built on the bones of his ancestors. What's striking about it is that it's not this urgent feeling of outrage. The tone is of implacable, fatalistic dread.
This Ta-Nehisi Coates book made a lot of news this year.
Really
given
did.
A lot it's of what happened and a lot of
desolation.
Questions about race.
And it is striking and it is desolate, as you say.
And I think also it will be a book that everyone will read, probably in school. It will probably be assigned reading at some point, as it should be. Another thing that's interesting about this category is two of the other memoirs in it were written by people where memoir is not actually their medium they work
right.
in. Sally Mann is a photographer, wrote this wonderful book about growing up in the American South. And then you have Tracy K. Power, who is a poet, a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, who wrote a beautiful memoir, which is about her sort of deepening awareness of race and her relationship with her mother who died.
And the faith of her mother and where that faith belongs in her life. It's fascinating.
Well, authors flexing different muscles and really doing well. Okay, let's move on. Take it away, Stephen Renee.
The finalists for the Young People's Literature category include Ali Benjamin for The Thing About Jellyfish, published by Little Brown Books for Young Readers.
Laura Ruby for Bone Gap, published by Balzer and Bray, a division of HarperCollins Children's Books.
Steve Scheinken for Most Dangerous, Daniel Ellsberg and the Secret History of the Vietnam War, published by Roaring Brook Press.
Neil Schusterman for A Challenger Deep, published by HarperCollins Children's Books.
Noelle Stevenson for Nimona, published by HarperCollins Children's Books.
Well, this category I like to think of as the antidote to Frozen. If you were a person who thought, well, that's kind of that slightly insincere feminism, there are two books in this category that are just so marvelous. First, I want to start with Nimona, which is just a beautiful graphic novel. It is goofy. It is charming. But it has a real message about how we talk about women and how we talk about girls, and particularly a coming-of-age message, which, is, as I said, is sort of an antidote to Frozen. And I, too, love Let It Go, but I will now let it go to Glenn.
Well, no.
You were whooping over there for about Nimona, right?
Yeah. Nimona started out as a webcomic. I was concerned about how it would look and feel in a bound form, and it reads great because a through line through it, it is funny, it is charming, but there is this sadness, this kind of wistfulness that kind of elevates it in a real powerful way. It's a great book.
And that nostalgia and sadness is what I think of in the best of YA literature. That kind of, that it is both, you know, that you're growing up and it's wonderful, but you know that there's nostalgia and some sadness to come.
All right, from young adult to, last but not least, poetry.
The finalists in the poetry category include Ross Gay for Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press.
Terrence Hayes for How to Be Drawn, published by Penguin.
Robin Cost Lewis for Voyage of the Sable Venus, published by Alfred A. Knopf.
Ada Limone for Bright Dead Things, published by Milkweed Editions.
Patrick Phillips for Elegy for a Broken Machine, published by Alfred A. Knopf.
I love jazz flute.
So do I. Okay, Barry.
There's almost no more jazzy instrument.
Right, you guys like the poetry finalists?
I adored them, and I really, really loved Ada Limone's book. It's called Bright Dead Things, which I know doesn't
it's a
really...
title to love.
I know. Mm-hmm. Look, as we pointed out, there's a lot of grief in these lists, but this one is actually a beautiful collection. It has the first poem is called How to Triumph Like a Girl. Mm-hmm. So I will say that one is worth looking up and reading for all you ladies and all you men out there. It's a beautiful deconstruction of her emotional life in Brooklyn and in Kentucky and a little bit in California, but it's a narrative that isn't just about place. It's really lyrical, really emotional. I loved these poems. I was tempted to read them out loud.
Mm-hmm. And in Voyage of the Sable Venus, Robin Cost Lewis takes the titles and the catalog entries for hundreds of works of Western art that depict the black female figure and arranges them into this sprawling poem and finds all kinds of connections and contradictions and associations among them. And you'd be forgiven for thinking, well, that sounds like a gimmick. That sounds like it couldn't possibly work, but it very much does.
It's really an achievement is what it is. It's incredible.
All right, you heard it here first, the finalists for the National Book Awards. Barry, Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can hear Barry Hardiman and Glenn Weldon at our podcast, Pop Culture Happy Hour. And for all of you book fans, for more on the National Book Awards, a list of the finalists, and also for more on the Man Booker Prize that was given last night, go to our website, npr.org.